Americans to the east of New Zealand who had bought real estate there, because that was the first point at which the sun rose and the day started, and they wanted to be there ready for when the Lord Jesus returned in 2000. And he didn't return in 2000. He didn't return in 2000 because he hadn't told us when he's going to return. But he's told us he is going to return. So what are we going to do? Get on with it. You never know whether this day might be your last to live on this world, either for you or for all of us. He's the coming Christ, it says in verse 7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. What about some of those tribes that will be mourning? They won't be mourning if the gospel goes to them and they believe. Look at your missionary magazines from all over the world, and you will see how wonderful the Lord Jesus is gathering a harvest in just now. Listen to what Wayne is telling you about Eastern Europe. Astonishing things, and that's just a small portion of what's going on. Even in Muslim and Hindu and Buddhist and communist lands. We used to sing a little song when we were young people. I can't remember the whole details of it, but it went something like this. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see him. One glimpse of his dear face, all other will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. The next thing, the most important thing, of course, of all, verse 12 onwards. I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and one in the midst of them. I hope you read your Bible through, cover to cover. I hope you read of the experiences of some of God's great saints. I hope you read, for instance, the book of Ezekiel. You won't make head nor tail of it, I imagine. Because I can't make head nor tail of it. Except that it's a vision more glorious than anything I've ever seen. And it talks about a whirlwind coming. It talks about living creatures with four different faces each. And it talks about fire. It talks about thrones with wheels around them moving in all different directions. And then it suddenly says this. And above the firmament, over these living creatures and these wheels and thrones, above the firmament, over their heads, was the likeness of a throne in appearance, like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was the likeness with the appearance of a man, high above all. Who's this? Who's this man that suddenly appears amidst all this fire and flames and lights and so on? Here's a clue. Listen to the description of him. Also, from the appearance of his waist and upwards, I saw, as it were, the colour of amber, with the appearance of fire all around it. And from the appearance of his waist downwards, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around it, like the appearance of a rainbow in the cloud on a rainy day. You know, we see a rainbow, don't we? We see half a rainbow. That's all we ever see, half a rainbow. But around this throne, all the way around it, there's a rainbow. And the one who's on the throne looks like a man, says Ezekiel. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking to me. And I heard Alan Redpath once say, and I was astonished at him saying it, but the older I get and the more I read these passages of Scripture, the more I think he was right when he said, if you haven't really been afraid of Christ ever, I doubt whether you've really seen him. Glory. Peter, James and John were on their faces. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was on his face in the glory. John says, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand upon me and he said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I am he who lives and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of Hades and of death. And he said, Amen. And we say, Amen. Sing our closing hymn now, then, Charlie.